Former governor of South Carolina endorses Ralph Norman over Darlene Graham. Washington, more lines have been drawn in the South Carolina special primary to replace the late Lindsey Graham as the Republican Senate nominee. Former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, who came in fourth in the August 11th primary, has thrown his weight behind Representative Ralph Norman instead of Senator Darlene Graham. Sanford, who previously suggested he might not endorse a candidate, aired his opinion on August 21st, just days ahead of the August 25th runoff election and hours before President Donald Trump is set to rally for Graham in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Early voting in the contest also ends on August 21st. Representative Russell Fry, the third-place finisher in the primary, has backed Graham. Businessman Mark Lynch, who came in fifth and previously ran against Lindsey Graham in the June primary, has come out in favor of Norman. In a post on X, Sanford wrote that Norman, a fiscal hawk who belongs to the conservative House Freedom Caucus, holds the best shot at holding the line on government spending, our debt and its accompanying deficits, adding that the United States' accumulation of $40 trillion in debt has heinous implications for all of us. My prayers continue to go out to Darlene Graham. I know her to be a good lady, and my relationship to her late brother, her staff and many of her supporters had me wanting to do as I had done so many times before and stay neutral in this race, Sanford wrote. In a statement, Norman thanked Sanford for the endorsement. The Senate has become a place where good legislation goes to die, and as we elect our next U.S. Senator, we need a proven conservative to take up the mantle and fight. Norman wrote. Graham was appointed to her late brother's Senate seat after he passed away in July. One key vulnerability, namely, her lack of political experience, is something she has sought to cast as a sign of authenticity and independence from Washington. I don't speak politician. You know, I was just honest, she said on Fox News after an August 18th debate in which she said she was not that informed on national security when asked about Taiwan and the South China Sea. Although Norman has voiced strong support for Trump, his relationship with the president is fraught with its own vulnerabilities. He endorsed former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley over Trump in the 2024 presidential primaries. Norman has also faced criticism over his efforts to curb spending in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, a position that, at the time, put him at odds with Republican leadership and Trump. I don't apologize for it, he said of that stance during the August 18th debate. In addition to Trump and Fry, Senator Tim Scott has endorsed Graham, as has the Senate's whip, Senator John Barrasso. Norman's allies include Senator Rick Scott, the leader of the conservative wing of the Senate GOP, and Turning Point Action.